Not one, but two companies have had to pull ads and acknowledge the messages contained, even though inadvertent, were racist. Let's start with Pepsi. The ad shows actress Kendall Jenner as a blonde model at a photo shoot. Cameras are clicking. Behind her is a protest. She gradually notices the commotion, and soon she pulls off her blonde wig, hands it to a black woman standing beside her, whose job is apparently wig-holding, and strides through the protesters. They high-five her, smiling. As she picks up a canned Pepsi from a cold drink stand, she continues through the protest to a line of police officers, hands them the Pepsi. The crowd cheers. World peace breaks out. Well, Pepsi has apologized and pulled the ad after black and whites on social media howled that it diminished the efforts of real protesters everywhere and also those protesting police brutality. Then Nivea also had to pull a campaign, which started in the Middle East. Now, the goal there was to show that a deodorant they made wouldn't be visible on white or black skin, but the ad slogan was, "White is purity." Oy. Nivea's newest fans are white supremacists. Danielle Belton is managing editor of The Root in New York. Danielle, start with the Pepsi ad, just, you know, handing a can of Pepsi to an officer at a protest.
Pepsi, the response has been overwhelmingly negative. I mean, people have just really been up in arms about it. Someone tweeted that basically, you know, Kendall Jenner hands a cop a Pepsi and the cop goes, "I'm not racist anymore." You know, basically saying it's trivializing racism. This new Pepsi ad is invoking imagery of Aisha Evans as the protester in Baton Rouge. It's total exploitative brand activism BS. And my favorite response was from Bernice King, the daughter of slain civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. "If only daddy would have known about the power of Pepsi."
Dear. You know, because the ad does imply that if you just give someone a Pepsi, everything's fine. Of course, you know, there were ads in the past, Coca-Cola, you know, showing people handing Coca-Colas out and the world was a better place. But you mentioned Aisha Evans in Baton Rouge. This is the African-American woman who stood in front of charging riot police. DeRay McKesson, who's a leader of the Black Lives Matter movement, also tweeted out, "If I had carried Pepsi, I guess I never would have gotten arrested. Who knew?" So kind of tone deaf on Pepsi's part there.
Yeah, it's really absurd. It's amazing that something like that, you know, went through so many hands of approval and still got made, where no one thought that this is really tone deaf to have the face of a protest movement be Kendall Jenner, a tall white woman, you know, taking off a blonde wig and handing it to some black lady before charging out into the streets to lead a protest with Pepsi. It's patently absurd.
Well, and by the way, people protesting civil rights issues have spoken out against it, but so have just protesters in general, because the protesters depicted in the ads are holding signs that say things like, "Let's have a conversation," or, you know, really kind of banal. But then there's Nivea. Now, Nivea is trying to explain that this campaign started in the Middle East, that it was about showing how their underarm deodorant isn't visible on the skin, whether the skin's black or white. But what ends up in the ad is this "white is purity" slogan. What happened there?
Basically, again, people just flipped out. You know, like one person tweeted in Nivea USA, "Didn't think this through, did you?" You know, people are asking, "What on earth is white purity? Shame, shame, shame on you. Fire your marketing manager and anyone who approved this ad." You know, "Wow, Nivea USA, this is horrendous. Your comments are full of society's refuse. This cleared your marketing department PR nightmare."
We'll tell more about what that person meant, because white supremacists are seizing on this.
Yes, you basically have white supremacists across the country, you know, in various countries, basically seizing onto this ad. It's like, "See, look, this is endorsing our message and our views. This is something we should be proud of." And that makes it even all the more disturbing that it managed to get through marketing, considering the fact that it's become like this symbol for white supremacists.
Well, Nivea's deleted the post, although, you know, it's like anything else that we talk about in social media. Once it's out, it's out. And the parent company, which is Beiersdorf Global AG, apologized for the post, saying diversity is part of our company. But it's so surprising they did this, because they have a past with making a mistake like this. In 2011, the ad for Nivea for Men, what was that?
Basically, it was an ad saying to re-civilize yourself that featured an African-American man who was clean-shaven, holding a disembodied head that had, like, longer curly hair and a beard, and he's, like, tossing the disembodied head away.
Oh, boy.
Presumably his former self. You know, the idea, Nivea, was, like,
yes,
clean yourself up, but yeesh.
It was really tone deaf. Again, I don't know how these things made it out of marketing. I mean, this makes the case for why companies need more diversity, because, I mean, this just doesn't even make sense.
Well, by the way, we should add that on that 2011 Nivea for Men advertising line, the Re-Civilize Yourself slogan was under the black man's image, under the white man's image that they also had. Again, a white man holding his own disembodied head with a more clean-up self. There was no Re-Civilize Yourself. So hard lessons learned, once again, by by advertising companies. And, you know, the people who help them learn the lessons are on social media. Daniel Belton, managing editor of The Root, helping us take a look at social media this week. Thank you.
Thank you.